Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Stuff for your face and body? It's men's skincare with a purpose. Top quality Aussie-made grooming and skincare to help guys look and feel great with no hassles. Plus, Stuff is helping mental health too. Find Stuff at Woolworths or visit websiteofstuff.com.
They've got to be proactive sooner rather than later, just as we've spoken about before on this program, mate, about the competition out there and the other opportunities for players around the world. So they need to do something very soon, and hopefully they can. Hopefully they can lure some big players, and if these South African one days in January aren't happening, hopefully that means our Aussie born and bred stars can be at the forefront of the big bash.
Adam Gilchrist speaking to Gerard Whateley a little earlier today. One of the most fiercely debated topics on this station is always about the BBL. What you like about it, what you don't like about it, what you do to change it. Well, hearing all of those sentiments come through, Cricket Australia, I reckon, have taken on board that there could be more to be done, and that this product is such an important piece now in the cricket summer that anything in terms of innovation, any ideas, any ways that it can be done better need to be listened to and listened to strongly, so much so that they've actually gone and hired out an expert in the field. Trent Woodhill has been a list manager with the Melbourne Stars. He has coached in the short form of the game in the WBBL and the BBL. He was an advisor to the ECB on the launch of the 100. This man is the quintessential ideas man, and there was a press release released today regarding the BBL, an exciting new addition, an exciting new feature to the season on the way that the teams are going to be put together. To explain to us what the BBL draft is all about, Trent Woodhill has been good enough to jump on the Sporting Capital. Trent, hello, mate.
Hey, Sam. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Trent, your position with Cricket Australia, let's get to the bottom of that first and foremost so people know exactly what your role is. Player acquisition and cricket consultant.
Yeah, it's a strange title, but a good title. It basically just means I'm the person they can sound off. I can come in with some ideas, and we can provide a link between CA, the clubs, myself, players, and it's my job to provide suggestions and information on how to improve competitions, improve matches, games, the way it's played. And at the moment, it's around obviously the BBL draft and how we can create more excitement and more coverage around how we recruit overseas players.
So just with that role, obviously the 100 was received so well, and a big part of that was the draft. And I would imagine that the Cricket Australia are looking to tap into your brain the same way that the ECB did. I'm sure it's not going to be just sort of carbon copy. Do you really have what would, for many who love lateral thinking, who love out of the box ideas, do you maybe have one of the best jobs in cricket at the moment? You are an ideas man.
Yeah, I've always been a person who looks to do something different, and you know, to do that in a way that is there a better way of doing things rather than just change for change's sake. And I've sort of been able to stand apart from others and look through a different lens on how we can do things. The 100 was an amazing experience in my life in terms of how that was put together, and it was successful. But what got me involved in the first place was just how big the IPL was and how much people want to be involved in the sport from the very beginning of picking teams. And with CA, come on board to help them establish a draft. There's some obviously rule changes that I helped with, but mainly it's around this BBL draft on how we can create some excitement by trying to lure the best players in the world to our competition, which we've had a really good success at over the last 11 years. What the draft does is allows us to to make that a clearer process for both fans and clubs, and also a really easy way for players to make their availability clear and how much they want to do that. So I think the BBL draft will appeal to fans, overseas players, and obviously the domestic players as well.
Got to commend Cricket Australia on this, Trent, because the crowds have been dropping. As we know, the ratings have been dropping as well. But this product is worth about half of the overall cricket rights deal, about $1.18 billion. So it is crucial to the yearly success of the summer and such a massive showpiece and almost the jewel in the crown when you look at it, probably just obviously outside of the summer tests. So it's so important to get this right. So this is big ticket item number one, or the first of your innovations that you're bringing in, yep. As you mentioned, a couple of rule changes as well. So let's talk us through, explain how the draft is going to work.
So you'll have, players have an opportunity to nominate, and they'll nominate through some different salary bands, and each club will have the opportunity to secure a player in three out of the four bands. And, you know, with that, we've got a platinum band, a gold band, silver, bronze. This will give also players across the world an opportunity to nominate for, you know, whether it's for gold, silver or bronze, but also their availability. And you know, at the moment, there's so many opportunities for players around the world to play T20. We'll have a clear idea of that availability for clubs so they can start working out whether they need an all-rounder, a fast bowler, a batter, and what that availability looks like as well.
Is there a cap on how many players can nominate as a platinum player or a gold player?
Yeah, the platinum band will be league nominated. So that's, you know, that's targeting those global superstars of the T20 format. But players can nominate for gold, silver and bronze. They can nominate for gold, silver or just gold. And once again, that then gives the clubs an idea of you know, what they need to do in their draft order to secure the best talent. Players will have different, clubs will have different viewpoints on who's worth what as to where they fit in their list. And the beauty of the draft and seeing it in the 100 and seeing the auction, the IPL, is you start thinking about this now as a club. You start figuring out what do you need to supplement your domestic list and your the way your squad's lined up. So you start looking at that now. You'll see as the names come in, as they nominate, who best fits your squad, and then you've got to hope that you're in a position to be able to draft them ahead of somebody else.
So for those that play Fantasy League, they'll automatically have their spidey senses tingling on this one, Trent. But who sets the player's price? Does the league set it, or does the player set their own price as to what they want to be paid?
Yeah, the players will set their price as to what they want to be paid in that gold, silver, or bronze category.
Yep.
And the league will nominate the platinum players who we see fit in consultation with the clubs, who we see fit as players of extraordinary value and you know, as basically global superstars of the game. But yeah, there'll be some who will be happy to just be part of the BBL, and there'll be others who want to come for a gold plated price.
So Trent, this has been a bugbear of BBL fans and people who have engaged with the products. They've always bemoaned the lack of international star power, and that's some of the feedback that we get in real time when we're calling the games and I'm calling the games, yep. Which I absolutely love doing. So given now the increase in the money being made available and this exciting way of bringing them in, give me some names that we think that we're looking to attract. So give me the kind of calibre of player that we think now that we can bring to the BBL.
I think just on that point, I think the BBL has always attracted big name players. There's guys like Malinga, Peterson, Butler, you know, Livingston, Pollard, yep. Russell, Rashid Khan, AB de Villiers of recent times. And then some of the West Indian superstars like Holder and Brathwaite and Sonnen and Ryan. So I think we've always been able to attract players. I think what this draft does is it filters that down into an opportunity for them, you know, to up in lights in June, then a draft in August. And so I think, you know, those stars like a Russell, Fatou Tassi, Rashid Khan, Sonny Narayan, Dwayne Bravo, especially. I mean, Dwayne Bravo wins cricket games wherever he's been. And we saw him still in the IPL. He's still killing it.
Yep.
Pollard's still doing great. Fatou Tassi, such a wonderful leader. So I'm confident that calibre of player are all looking to be involved in the BBL. So I'm excited to see if and when they nominate.
And it's a great reminder you give us of the names we have had. I think what the point is mainly focused at is when those players have been able to be here, it's sort of been like the A-League in the early, like, yep, you might have been to get Del Piero, but who else has been in the competition? So what it looks to me that this does is instead of there being one or two, you might, okay, hang on, there might be five or six across the competition rather than just at a couple of the franchises. So that's really exciting. So how does a selection order work? So who gets first pick?
There'll be a lottery for the bottom three clubs who finished there last year to see who gets first pick in the draft, and then there'll be a lottery for the top five teams in the competition last year, and then that'll determine the order. But also, just on your point too about those big names, is that you mentioned the IPL. There's been a history too of players coming here and doing well in BBL and then getting IPL contracts, and by being selected in a draft, it's a higher profile than just being signed behind closed doors. This alerts IPL clubs. So players of all standard, whether you're a star on the rise or a star looking to bounce back, the BBL offers players an opportunity to perform prior to the IPL auction in January. So that's where that's exciting as well. And clubs now, you know, moneyballing it, you know, they'll be looking to work out how do I find a star on the rise? And so trying to find someone with value for money. How do I bring in that star power to try and excite the group from within as well? And I think that's what, having seen people like Malinga and Kevin Peterson up close to the stars, it's amazing how they drag other players into that next level and improve their performance. But this is where I'm excited about a draft. It's just from start to finish, how much chat is already started about that and what, you know, what the players will look like within different squads.
Speaking to Trent Woodhill, Cricket Australia's player acquisition and cricket consultant, about the BBL draft announced today. Trent, just on some other BBL-related points of conversation. So the ICC in recent weeks announcing a clear window for the IPL. So just another leg up and again showing the power of the IPL and short-form cricket. It's now not going to have to compete for international talent. How close would we be doing something like that in the Australian summer?
It's an interesting point. I think the FTP, the Future Tours program, is a fully loaded program. And what I love is choice. So, you know, I love the short form side of the game. I love the nuances that creates. So players will have the opportunity to choose their own path. But I think also, you know, you'll find that they coexist, that international cricket and franchise cricket. They suit one another. You need both to progress and grow the game. And also, that's above my pay grade too on who plays and who doesn't and how that's set up. But I know, you know, the BBL, we find a wonderful place that people want to play, the BBL. And that's my focus, is making sure that we've got a tournament that attracts overseas players and domestic players enjoy playing. So that's you know, what other leagues will be trying to set up. And in between that, you've got international cricket, which is so important, and, you know, and also guides the fans, and we love those contests between the different nations, whether it's in red ball or the different forms of white ball.
Dan Bredig reporting in The Age today that it's looking like a new massive TV rights deal by the BCCI in regards to the IPL, which could, and the example that's been given, it's going up to $6 billion, and which could take someone like Pat Cummins, based on percentages and what they're expecting the share of the players part of that revenue to be, it could take him from, say, $2 million a season, possibly up to $10 million. When it comes to something like that and the BBL looking to continue to grow and develop, do you try to keep up with the Joneses, or do you just go, that, look, that's not a fight and that's not a weight division we're going to be able to fight in, and then you try and make sure that what you're offering and your product in the BBL is of its own nature, that it's unique to itself?
Yeah, I think you've got to see the positive in this, is that cricket is a huge, huge game. It's growing. It's not shrinking. And, you know, that there's always that carrot for players of any nationality to want to play in the IPL for both the opportunity to play in it, but also the money that's on offer. But I think you said it there, is that the BBL is has a tournament like no other. You know, in the summer, you know, beaches, sun, fun, barbecues, Christmas. It just works. It's fun. And what you notice about the BBL is the players get the smiles on their faces. And after we move out of the COVID world and we have those crowds back and we get that opportunity to go on and enjoy live sport again, the BBL will be at the forefront of that in the Australian summer. And I don't think that's going to change. And I think it's always going to attract high quality of overseas player, and it's always going to be a pathway for Australian players to be up in lights. And so state players who are coming into the game who might be playing in front of a handful of people, in a state match, all of a sudden it's thrust into a BBL limelight. It's live on television. There's 30,000 or 40,000 people watching them, and that gives you that buzz. And I think that's what the players enjoy as well. So I think it sits in its own window and will continue to do so and continue to attract the best.
Brilliant. And I think this is a great way of and with the increase in money too to attract international players, the draft's going to be a really exciting addition to the BBL. And the other part, just we've got to let you go, but the other thing that I think the BBL is starting to do, and Tim David's a great example of that, is you don't try to compete, you try and feed. And Tim David's a great example of someone who's made his name in the BBL and got attracted and drew the attention of the IPL and a $1.5 million deal, and he had a brilliant season as well. So what we can do to help that competition, and then, Jofra Archer's another one. The Pakistani quick as well. And I've just had a mental blank.
Harris Ralph. You know,
Harris Ralph. Sorry, I just had a mental blank.
Harris Ralph. Yep.
So I think... Yeah.
That was a classic case. You had this young man who was just full of energy and such a talent, being given an opportunity, through the guys of Nick Cummins, and just how well he had his relationship with the whole Killanders. But all of a sudden, in the space of 6 months, you had this young man bowling 150 k's an hour, and then because of that, thrust into the international game, and now he's a global T20 superstar, and that's the beauty of the BBL, and that's the carrot as well for players around the world who want to be part of it.
Got to let you go, Trent, but can you give us just a little preview on, as we've said, you are the new ideas man to take the BBL into its next iteration. Anything else you can give us an inkling towards? I know you've got more up your sleeve, surely.
I think at the moment, and it's just it's just head down, he's back on the draft. But there'll be plenty of good things ahead, I reckon.
Brilliantly done. Hey, Trent, thanks so much for taking us inside the detail of the new BBL draft. Congratulations on the announcement. We can't wait to see it in its reality.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it, mate.